Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. With the first day of winter rain behind us, get prepared for a clean look to the garden. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org for tickets, and don't forget, you still have time to see the spider exhibit, so reserve those tickets now. Please keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a face mask while in public. Just as you check in at the main entrance and head around the corner into the atrium, take a look to the left to see the lovely Thibaucina ervillana, or princess flower plant there. This plant is a native to Brazil and comes in many shades of purple flowers. This one is a wonderful light lavender color with a sort of fuzzy, soft, gray-greenish leaf. It can get to be 10 feet and taller and can spread by sucker, forming a thicket. However, it can also be pruned as you like or even espaliered against a wall for a lovely backdrop in your yard. At the next corner of the walkway toward the garden is a Marina strawberry tree. This tree is blooming. However, the fruit on these trees takes a long time to ripen, so while the small, creamy white bell-shaped flowers are attracting hummingbirds, the fruit from last season's blooms are in various stages of ripening. You can see fruit in all colors of yellow, orange, and finely red as it ripens. While the fruit is edible, it is also somewhat gritty and not really enticing to people. However, the garden critters love it. In some countries, the fruit is used to make jam or jelly and can also be fermented into wine. Some of the planting beds outside the Staghorn Fern Collection are being replanted with new bedding plants, and in one of the raised beds, there are new chocolate daisies to be sniffed. These are actually chocolate in color as well as scent and are a hardy flower for the winter season. Also blooming is the large aloe with its candelabra-style flower spikes. Just around the corner of the striking yellow angel trumpet in the bromeliad and begonia garden, if you look very closely at the Spanish moss that hangs from the Tilsandia baskets, you can see the seed pods on the moss. It is hard to actually collect the seed from Spanish moss, as each pod can contain from 2 to 23 seeds, and as soon as the pod ripens, it splits open and the tiny seeds float away on the breeze. Interestingly, Spanish moss is a Tilsandia as well, and as such is part of the bromeliad family. If you walk down into the cactus collection, the beautiful Mexican grass tree that stands at the lower corner of the garden is beginning to bloom again. So for the next couple of weeks, you might want to step wide, as these blooming boughs are bee magnets and the buzzing activity around them can be very busy. A couple of other aloes can be seen blooming in the aloe collection. There's a spiny aloe blooming under the tall quiver tree. Now, the tall quiver tree, which is also in the aloe family, is throwing up a couple flower spikes of its own. However, the tree is just tall enough that it's tough to see the small yellowish blooms coming up. And in a nod to the diversity of the aloe family, along the back of the collection, there's a lovely patch of smaller aloe that is in bloom under the pepper tree. Continuing out Tram Road in the same direction, you'll see the Hong Kong orchid tree on the right is beginning to bloom again. This tree is pretty all on its own, but truly striking when it's blooming. The flowers are 5 to 6 inches across and continue through winter and spring. As you pass Phoebe's Meadow, look to your left to see the maiden acacia trees that are blooming. Also known as maiden's wattle, this is a plant native to Australia and can get up to 60 feet tall. Other trees native to Australia that are worth a look just now are the eucalyptus trees. Notably, the cider gum tree just across the road from the overlook and at the back of the garden, and the very graceful lemon-scented gum tree in the meadow of the palm collection. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.